Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
There's a couple things I wanted to bring up, and I know Jerry doesn't have a ton of stuff today because it was a light night in sports, so I wanted to bring him into this conversation here. Some things I heard on BT and Sal yesterday that I wanted to bring up. Two things that surprised me and I thought were noteworthy, and I love listening to my guys driving home, BT and Sal. The first of which was Pete Hoffman told them his weight yesterday.
I heard this.
Yeah. And I was blown away.
Yeah, me too.
Blown away.
I was blown away by two guys.
Okay.
I wonder if you had the same reaction.
Sal?
No.
Dove?
Yeah.
You thought that was skinny or big?
Yes. Thought light.
Well, he had to lose weight after his heart thing.
I know.
All right, so Pete Hoffman, you see this guy. Big guy, tall guy.
6'5", right? 6'4"?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not that tall.
No?
Much taller than Boomer. Is he 6'5"? I don't know.
He's pretty big.
So let's just say 6'3", maybe 6'4".
You got to take into account the size of his tongue. He has got an oversized tongue.
He certainly does. So he's got a big tongue. He's a big guy. When you look at him, you know, if you were one of those guys, guess the weight at the carnival, where do you think Pete Hoffman would be? By the way, they talked about this.
They did.
I'm not breaking any news. I'm not violating anything. I'm not trying to shame him.
I'm going to say 305 pounds.
Okay.
When they were doing this, in my head, I was saying 265, 270.
Yeah, me too. I thought at the most 280. At the most. Al, what do you think?
Before you said that, I would have said 240. But is he over 300?
He's over 300 pounds.
Yeah, he is. He's one thick sumbitch, man. I'm telling you.
He's 315.
300 pounds.
Yeah. He's 315. You know he's 315?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, no, no.
He said significantly more than 300, he said.
He said significantly more?
That's what he said.
Wow. Jesus.
Must be eating well at home and got that big tongue of his.
And he said his wife is on him, like, you got to do something about this. He does not look like he's 300 pounds, though.
He's a big guy, that's why.
God.
Yeah. I mean, he could go on Ozempic and start losing weight.
Could.
Because he's, you know, he could be pre-diabetic, too, when you get to be that big.
I mean, you always think it's like the. I was just surprised he was over 300. I've never been around someone who wasn't an offensive lineman who was like 300 pounds.
But he's, I mean, like, he looks like a nose tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting to get to that point. I mean, him on that flight to Germany, I'm thinking of him 300 pounds on that long ass flight.
Yeah, but all those other players on the team were all 300 pounds too.
Yeah, but they're in first class. He's jammed in the back, man. Next to the bathroom. He doesn't even have a reclining chair.
My guess is he's got a seat next to him open.
He would have to.
Yeah, those flights, they got a whole plane. They're not putting him next to the equipment manager, next to the intern.
They may.
Nah, maybe you get two guys in three, but that middle seat's open.
But anyway, all right, so 300 pounds for Pete Hoffman. The other thing I heard, where Hoffman and Sal said they'd never seen anything like this happen ever before in their lives.
I know what you're going to say.
And I had, the second I heard this, I had to bring this up. So you know that wrestler, Mercedes something,
yes.
Mercedes Monroe or something like that?
So she's a very popular female wrestler.
Yes.
So she comes in, and they're interviewing her in studio. So apparently BT says, can I take a picture? And she goes, yeah. So everybody thinks in the studio that BT is going to be like, you know, hand someone the phone and they take a picture together. That's not what he does. He takes out his phone and she's sitting in the chair and he just takes a picture of her sitting in the chair. Now that is.
But the way Sal brought it up, he's like, what'd you do with that picture?
What'd you do with that picture of Mercedes? Just, what do you
Boy,
mean?
Boy, did that feel good.
He's like, what'd you do with that picture? And then Hoffman jumped in. He's like, I've never seen that ever in my life. And like, neither have I, you know?
No, me neither. That's a new one.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Mercedes Monet, I believe.
Monet,
her name, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's it's not her, but well, I don't know who you stumbled upon. I don't know who that young lady is. Mercedes Monet. Mercedes Monet. She was in here, actually. She did something in our studio. Mm-hmm. We weren't here, but she did like a whole thing like, oh, you know, Boomer's not here, and I would have wanted to meet Boomer. But yeah. So if like, if I had done something like that, you guys would have called me out immediately.
Oh, God,
right?
Well, I mean, listen, you had your head up in, what's his name's armpit.
Well, that was the Deontay Wilder, and that's he right. brought me in first.
I mean, that was a weird. That was a weird day. I felt a very weird vibe that morning.
And then it was all love. Like,
yeah, and I'm not saying. I mean, it was a weird kind of love.
No, it wasn't weird at all, man.
It was.
It was man love, and it was great.
Look at this.
And look at him, and he put his head in there.
Yeah, he's got his head on your shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, that was him. Yeah.
But look at how, like,
what am I supposed to do?
You are so satisfied and happy. Were you guys touching down by the federal area?
No. I mean, listen, I supported him, American heavyweight champ. He kind of went off the deep end, and I was disappointed with him. But at that moment, supporting him, promoting him, and he gave me the love back. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, but that's what happens when guests do come in. Sometimes you get this reaction from the hosts.
So you don't think that's weird at all?
Well, I think it's kind of weird that he didn't, like, take a selfie with her.
Right, he just took a picture of her.
Yeah, it's never happened to me where I'm like, hey, can I get a picture of you without me? I'm like, what?
There's
plenty of pictures on the internet. Get one there.
Right. Right. So that's why Sal's here. What'd you do with that thing? Like, what are you doing with it?
Well, and he even joked. He's, what do you think? I posted it to my ceiling? Like, what do you think? And he claims he didn't remember. Yeah. I just said he claims. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. Yeah, but it is funny that the same two things that happened, I was thinking the same thing you were driving home.
This is weird. These two things I got to bring up.
Well, does it surprise you that it's weird?
That one did surprise me.
Yeah, no, I just like, there's a lot of weird things that go on around here.
Yeah, this is the Boomer. I'm going to fight against everything that you guys bring up, no matter what, and not have any fun with it.
I'm just saying, like, they're all totally weird.
But I've never heard that before.
Okay.
I've never in my life heard of someone take just a picture of somebody sitting in a chair like that. Yeah. Like, that wasn't for like a promo shoot or something. Like Izzo comes in, hey, I got to take a picture of you for this particular thing. Like PT's, like, imagine what guest we had in, whatever the last guest we had in. I was like, hey, just sit there for a second.
Hey, let me take a picture. Hey, Jerry, let me take a picture of you.
Dave Sims. Hey, Dave, just can you smile for me? Like, what?
How do you do?
Right. Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah, strange one. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
And you
man?
Glance over the Dove one. I good for him.
I don't know. Like, that didn't.
What did he say? 190, right?
No, he said 202.
Oh, 202. I thought he said 190. Okay.
No. He said 202. I remembered that.
Well, good for him.
He was probably up to like 230, 240 or something like that. So after his heart issue, he's lost some weight. So he's
taking care of himself.
He's
a little
looking
better.
Good.
That is good. He's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.